This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Monday for suicide bombing in Pakistan that killed dozens on Sunday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
It happened at a pro-Taliban clerics rally in one of the worst attacks in Pakistan in recent years. Farhan Haq is the deputy spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General denounces all instances of terrorism and deliberate targeted attacks against civilians, and stands in solidarity with the government and the people of Pakistan in combating the scourge.
The Islamic State group says the attack was part of the group's continuing war against forms of democracy it considers to be against Islam. I'm Mike Hempen.
Members of the United Nations Security Council urged Russia Monday to withdraw its troops from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory. Ukraine's representative said Russia's actions pose a substantial threat to stability in the region and worldwide.
Ukraine remains steadfast in its pursuit of liberating its sovereign territory within internationally recognized borders and freeing our citizens from the horrors of Russian occupation.
A Russian missile strike on southern Ukrainian city on Monday killed at least six people, including a 10-year-old girl and her mother, and wounded dozens of others, according to Ukrainian officials. More Quran burnings took place in Sweden and Denmark Monday as the governments of the two Nordic countries said that they were examining ways to legally limit such acts in a bid to de-escalate growing tensions with several Muslim countries. Denmark and Sweden have seen several protests in recent weeks in which copies of the Quran have been burned or otherwise damaged, prompting outrage in Muslim countries and demands that the Nordic governments put a stop to the burnings. The Danish government said on Sunday it would seek to find a legal tool that would enable authorities to intervene in such